Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Barbara Friedberg is here. Barbara is our good friend, member of our Brain Trust, a financial planning expert, an investment portfolio manager for a real estate holding company. She's also taught corporate finance and investing to the MBA students and undergraduates. She's the author of Personal Finance and the Encyclopedia of Modern Money Management. I think she's got a new book out. Barbara Friedberg, welcome to the show. Welcome back.
Thank you so much, Jim. I'm so happy to be here.
It's good to have you here. You got another book that I don't know about?
You know, I do. I've got How to Get Rich Without Winning the Lottery.
Yeah.
And I also have Invest and Beat the Pros.
All right.
Create and Manage a Successful Investment Portfolio.
Well, I need those books. I don't have them, so you need to send me a copy so I can.
I do.
So I can
use them
in my work. I'll refer to them and give you full attribution. So send them over here.
You bet that they're in the mail as we
all
speak.
All right. So okay, one of the great things for that's helped the regular folks out there like me become a little bit smarter about our financial business has been the internet. It's created all kinds of access to information. We can study, we can learn. So many of the investment companies like Fidelity and Scott Trade and those folks have got great tools, great resources. You can, you know, I don't have to have a broker to trade anymore. I can buy and sell my own stocks. I can do basically all the things. I'm managing my own IRA account, you know, all that kind of stuff. And these are great tools, but there's another level of help. It's called a robo-advisor, and I want you to tell us, the audience, about them.
Well, for those of you out there that know that you have to invest, but you just don't want to spend the time figuring out where to put your money and what companies to invest in, whatever, the marketplace has answered your cry because they have come up with what's really an automatic way to invest. You give them their money, and you give the company your money, and they invest it in a really smart, in most cases, low-fee way. Diversify, they
right.
rebalance it, etc. And there's, you know, scores of new companies that are out offering variations on this type of automated investment program.
Mm-hmm. But and that's called a robo-advisor.
That's the general name.
But that what you just described doesn't really sound like robo-advisor.
Okay, well, maybe then.
No. I'm just saying when I think of a robo-advisor. So what you're saying? Say what? Say it again. Maybe just a little bit different. So because I think it's worth hearing again.
Okay, so in other words. Just for example, you say, "Hey, I need some help investing.
I've got $25,000. I want to redirect some of my IRA $25,000. Let's say."
Yeah. So let's say you go to a company, Wealthfront or Betterment, and you say,
okay.
"Manage my investments."
Mm-hmm.
So in the past, you go, there's a guy or a gal there
right.
that helps you manage your investments. These companies have enlisted the brains of the field to create groups of mutual funds or exchange-traded
mm-hmm.
funds that are diversified. And they might have a stock fund, a bond fund, or several stock mutual
mm-hmm.
funds, bond funds, a real estate fund. You go in, you fill out a quick questionnaire, how scared are you of risk, what
right.
will you do if you're
what
stuck?
Are your time horizons and all
yeah,
that?
Yeah, what your time horizon is. And then you invest a certain amount of money, and they take those dollars, that $25,000.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say you're moderately conservative. So they put 60% in, say, index stock mutual funds, which
right.
are just copy the overall big.
What's the difference? What's the difference in that and just reading about these people and choosing one of those funds?
You know, that is a perfect question, because obviously you're paying a fee for that service,
right? Uh huh.
And if you want to spend the time reading about the funds, pick a few for yourself, figure out, you know, how much risk you want. Do you want more stocks?
Right,
do you want
right.
more bonds? You buy them yourself.
But I mean, in the preamble almost of the on the introduction of the fund or whatever, it'll say this is a growth fund, or this is a income fund, or we're, you know, we're 60% in consumers products and 40% in technology or whatever, right? And we're 100% U.S. or we're 50% U.S. 50%. I mean, you can see that stuff pretty quick, can't you?
You can. And if you want to do it yourself and you're comfortable reading, understanding the underpinnings of how stocks perform, how bonds perform, wading
right.
through a variety of different types of, you know, actually thousands of different of types
right.
of
there
bonds.
Really are a lot. That's one thing. There are a lot of them out there.
Yeah, and getting
so
yourself
this kind
up
of aggregates,
to speed.
This aggregates all those. So this will help you. You're saying the robo thing, the robo advisor will take, if there's 200 you could choose from, it will take your numbers and drop it through their algorithms and pick the two that best fit your profile.
Well, I think you've distilled it down into one of the big benefits, which is these are not perfectly customized for every person.
Mm-hmm.
They might have 5 to 8 different portfolios.
And then you read about those
you.
5 instead of 100 or 200.
And yeah, and you don't even have to read about them, because
right.
they have a set amount of funds. They plug them in and
all
plug
right.
your money into
right.
those funds, and then you're done. So this is for someone that doesn't want to read
mm-hmm.
about it.
And will
want
the fee
DIY.
Be will the fee be in addition to the trading fee, or is it all part of the same thing?
That is a wonderful question, because fees are a big issue and they can really eat into your profits
mm-hmm.
if you're an investor.
Yeah.
And this is where you're paying for the service. And
so I'm paying for a robo service on top of the trading service.
Well, many of them have no trading fees.
Okay, all right.
But just so you know, every investor in a mutual fund is automatically paying the fee for that
right.
fund.
You pay a fee for that.
And most of the funds that are used by the robo investors, investment companies, are extremely low fee funds.
Yeah. Right.
And
so you just need to know what it is, do the calculation, so you know how much you've got to earn to pay for the fee.
Well, you don't have to worry about that.
Yeah.
What you have to worry about is paying the lowest fees possible.
Right. I need your website, quickly.
Okay, it is RoboAdvisorPros.com.
Stand by, quick break, 20 after.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.